This morning I want to continue what we spoke about 2 weeks ago, and that was the work of the Holy Spirit. So if you need a Bible, raise your hand. We'll get you a Bible, Romans chapter 8, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 11. And I want you all to see this yourself, because I truly believe that if you understand this, it's going to really be eye-opening, life-changing, and very empowering. We are all in a spiritual battle, and I think we all understand that, and we know that. And I believe many of you know that the battle is intensifying. And so really, I really want to talk with you about the power of the Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit. So very, very important. Ultimately, Satan's power over Christians has already been broken. And the war has already been won by the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Truly. The battles we face can only be won in the Lord's power, in the Lord's strength. And so I know many of you are in battle, just as I am. And so today I really want to emphasize the Holy Spirit in this chapter 8. It's mentioned how many times? Over 20 times in one chapter. And so, I really want to say to you in our daily life and in the warfare that we are all in, our understanding of what we're going to read today, undoubtedly, hands down, critical for every believer. Actually, it's very sad to see so many Christians unaware of the powerful role of the Holy Spirit on behalf of every Christian. I feel sad for Christians who don't really understand. But this chapter truly gives us an immense, clear description of the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we need to get these down in our hearts. And so I'd like to start Romans 8, 1. Be sure we have all this down. We went over this 2 weeks ago. And the first is that the Holy Spirit conveys a no condemnation status. Romans 8, 1 says what? Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So, Spirit of God will convey that to you. Many people, I believe, are aware of their own sinfulness. They know that they have failed. They know they're guilty. They know they are sinners. And so they live with condemnation. As a believer, though, I really want all of us to know and to hear the Spirit of God say to you, no condemnation. Amen? How many of you hear the voice of the Spirit of God saying to you, no condemnation? Do you hear that voice? You need to. Amen? We have an enemy, and the enemy loves to bring up old stuff, right? Loves to go back to your past and remind you of all your failures and all your sin. But the Holy Spirit in you says what? No condemnation. A believer in Jesus Christ will hear those words. How many of you have heard those? Like when enemy brings you back and says, remember this you did, remember that you did, you're a sinner. And the Spirit of God says, the price has been paid for your sin. Amen. Amen? See, that's a believer in Jesus Christ. No condemnation. Spirit of God will do that. The second thing we talked about is that the work of the Holy Spirit is a work of freedom. Romans 8, 2. That through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life sets me free from the law of sin and death. So we know there are two laws. What are they? There's a law of sin and death. And then the Bible teaches there's a law of the Spirit of life. Amen? And that is the law of the Holy Spirit. And that law clearly is to do what for you? Set you free. Amen? That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I really want to encourage you, as that Holy Spirit starts to work the law of the Spirit of life, please say yes to the Holy Spirit. Amen? How many times has the Spirit of God come to you and started to bring something up that the Spirit of God needs to show you, and you get afraid, and you close down the Holy Spirit? How many times do Christians do that? A lot. A lot of times. Amen? I want to say to you, when you're uncomfortable, and the Spirit of God wants to reveal something to you, you need to know what? that in that feeling of something that may be hard for you to hear, hard for you to see, what's the Spirit of God doing? Setting you free.
Amen.
Never forget that. Otherwise, you will grieve the Holy Spirit of God. You will close down the Spirit of God, and you won't hear from God. You all understand? That is what? The law of the Spirit of life. Amen? To set you and I free. Powerful. Amen? Before we were Christians, we know, according to Romans 8:2, that we were controlled by the law of what? Sin and death. Before you were a Christian, your mind was set on your flesh. That flesh led you to death. And that death, because of your flesh, you are hostile towards God. Amen? How many of that's true of every non-believer? According to Romans 8. But you also know that after Christ, and you accept Christ into your life, according to Romans 8:2, now you are controlled by the law of the Spirit. Amen? You have been set free from sin and death. Righteous requirements of the law have already been satisfied by the death of Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen? It's done. It's taken care of. And now, as a believer, your mind is set on the law of the Spirit of life that's going to bring you what? Life and peace. Amen? And that is, this Romans 8 is awesome. And I really want to encourage you. Operate by the Spirit of God. Operate by the life of the Spirit of God that God wants us to live by. And finally, 2 weeks ago, we talked about that battle for the control is oftentimes a matter of setting your mind. Amen? And we talked about that 2 weeks ago. We have the natural mind and we have the spiritual mind. But God says that we are to be controlled by the spiritual mind. Amen? Let your mind be controlled by the Holy Spirit. You must set your mind towards the things of God. Amen? So important. So, so important. Oh my goodness. I think this is foundational for absolutely every Christian to totally understand Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 gives us an immensely clear and really a reaching description of the work of the Spirit of God. Amen? And really the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And how does the Spirit of God work? And think about how many people have no understanding about the Holy Spirit. It is a sad case for Christians today. Amen?
Amen.
But not you guys, right? You say, Pastor, I understand. I submit to the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
And so today, I really want to continue what we started before in verses 1 through 6. I want to move on now, and I want to look at verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. As you understand these things about the Spirit of God, it's awesome. But it doesn't stop there. Amen? Doesn't stop there. Notice, let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 8. As we know all these other things that are happening, notice 8. It says that those controlled by the sinful nature. What do we know about those people? They cannot please God. They could try all day to please God, but how many know? They will not. They cannot. They cannot please God. It is impossible for that person to please God. You, however, what? You are controlled not by the sinful nature, but you are controlled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is controlling your life. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, oh wow, read that. If a person does not have the Spirit of Christ, what? He or she does not even belong to Christ. That's pretty strong words. Amen? But if Christ is in you and your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the spirit of a man who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Holy Spirit who lives in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Powerful word, amen? So I want to continue this morning the ministry of the Spirit of God, the role of the Holy Spirit. We need to get these truths down because these will change your life completely. Amen? And you must, and I want to encourage you, get them deep inside of you. Let these words have life. Let you understand the role of the Spirit of God. So powerful, so important. So number one, we know that the Holy Spirit desires to please God. How many already know that? The Holy Spirit that's living in you desires to please God. Now we know in verse 8 that those who are controlled by the sinful nature, what? They can't please God. They will not please God. They cannot please God. But the Holy Spirit, right, desires to please God. So what's the issue? The issue is really clear. What's the issue? The real issue is what? Are you pleasing God? Just ask yourself right now, are you pleasing God? Very simple. Like, look at your life, and can you say today, I am pleasing God? It's a very simple question. Are you pleasing God? That is the question. Now, you do have a Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is living where? In you. And what's the Holy Spirit doing? All the time. Tell me what the Holy Spirit is doing. All the time. It is pleasing God. You understand that? The Holy Spirit in you is doing what? All day long. Pleasing God. So I guess we'd have to ask, what pleases God? Simple question, right? Does obedience please God? Does submitting to the Word of God please God? Does giving please God? Does serving please God? Does singing the praises of God, does that please God? Does prayer please God? Those are the things that please God, right? We're all clear on that, right? And the Holy Spirit inside of you is doing what? Wanting to please God. And these things are what please God. Wow. I guess I'd like to ask you, do you live like this? Do you understand the Holy Spirit in you, what He's doing? And are you supporting the Holy Spirit? Are you nurturing the Spirit of God? Or are you hindering the Spirit of God? I mean, how powerful. That's a very, very powerful question. And we must answer it. We must all answer it. Look at your life. Are you nurturing those things? Because the Spirit of God inside of you is wanting to please God, right? So you want to be sure that you're agreeing with the Spirit of God in you. Correct? Absolutely. How every believer should live. I guess we'd have to answer the questions even. Do you want to please God? Do you want to please God? How many of you would say, Pastor, I want to please God? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you would say, don't raise your hand on this one. I know one anyway. Some people would say, really, Pastor, I do not want to please God. I don't think about God. I don't want to please God. Really, I'm living for myself. That's the truth. Wow. People live this way. I believe a lot of people don't want to please God. If you wanted to please God and the Spirit wants to please God, then how many know you'd be listening to the Holy Spirit all day long? And everyone said,
amen.
You'd be listening. And as you listen to the Holy Spirit speak to you, if you understand this verse, you would say, I want to please God. I surrender to the work of the Holy Spirit. I hear Him, and I'm going to do exactly what He's telling me to do. Why? Because the Spirit inside of you wants to please God. Because inside your heart, you want to please God. Is that awesome? Do you confess your sins when no one else knows about them? How many of you say, Pastor, when I sin, nobody else knows my sin. I confess my sin. Raise your hand if you do that. Do you? Okay, good. Why do you do that? When nobody else knows, why do you do that? Because you want to please God. You know what the Word of God tells you to do, and you do it. Because you know what it says, and you do what it says. Isn't that awesome? We need to walk this way. We have a holy God. Would you not agree? And the Spirit of God inside us wants to please God. Spirit of God inside of us wants to live for God, wants to please God. It's an awesome thing, amen?
Amen.
Very, very powerful, pleasing God. And all God's people said.
Amen.
So number one, the Holy Spirit inside of us wants to please Him. The flesh does not want to please God. The flesh is enmity against God. And the flesh doesn't want to do anything God tells them. But the second thing I want you to notice about the Holy Spirit is not only does the Holy Spirit want to please God, but let's read verse 9. You, however, you are controlled by the... Read it. You are you. You. You're a believer. You are controlled not by the sinful nature. But you are controlled by the... You're controlled by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you. How many of you know what the role of the Holy Spirit is? To control your life.
Amen.
Right? Who's controlling your life? The Holy Spirit. You all understand that? That Holy Spirit in you is looking to please God. That Holy Spirit inside of you wants you to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. See, God's got a plan for you. Amen? God knows exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Correct? And now the Holy Spirit lives in you. Correct? And He wants... He wants to be in control of your life. How many of you wake up every day and you say, Holy Spirit, take over my life? Raise your hand. Because that's what every believer should be living. Every believer should live like this. Why? Because you want, according to Romans 8:9, you want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? I want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Why? And I love this. Not only does... You, however, are not to be controlled by your sinful nature. You're going to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Imagine making little of the Holy Spirit. Wow, that doesn't even make sense. So I say to you, we must understand the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to control my life. Wants to control your life. But here's the key. And I love this. He says, if the Spirit of God, what? Lives in you. Underline the word lives in you. I looked up this word and it's okeo. And it actually means that the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in you. That the Holy Spirit takes up residence in you. Isn't that awesome? Wow. I was thinking if I invited all you guys to come live at my house. You say, Pastor, you got a nice house. I'd love to stay at your house. I say, hey, come on over. You can live there. How many of you would come over and live with me? Of course you would. Would you take up residence there if I let you?
Yeah.
Say, Pastor, I want to take up residence in your place. Can I bring my couch? Can I bring my chair? Can I bring my motorcycle? Can I bring my chair? Come on over. Take up residence there. You'd like that, right? So tell me about the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit do for you? That Holy Spirit does the exact same thing. The Holy Spirit does what? When you became a believer in Jesus Christ, what happened? The Holy Spirit came and lives inside of you. Dwells, lives permanently. That's His house.
Amen.
Who's the Holy Spirit's house? He's inside of you. Amen? How many know this is no small change? This is actually total, about opposite anything you've ever had in your life. Amen? You're not the same anymore. This is not a patch-up job. This is not we're going to just make a few little improvements in your life. None of that. This is what? Drastic change. Do you understand? Why is it drastic? Because the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, when you got saved, said, I'm now going to live in you. How many think that's pretty drastic? Good. She's here. She's a pastor. That's very drastic. But that's the very truth you need to understand. Amen?
Amen?
He takes up residence in you. He's there. I love it. He's inside of me. And He's there and He's going to change my life. He's going to renew my life. He's going to give me a brand new life. Do you understand all this or not? How many of you say, Pastor, I get all this? Do you? How many of you get this? How many of you have been confused about this? Pastor, I've never understood any of this. Listen. That is the truth. He wants to live in you, take residence in you, drastic change, New life is in you. You are now a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away. When you got saved, you became a new creature. Amen? Why? The Holy Spirit came and lived inside of you. Took up residence in you. Dwells in you. And that Holy Spirit loves God. That Holy Spirit loves the Word of God. That Holy Spirit loves the praise. That Holy Spirit says, hey, I want to serve God. That Holy Spirit says, I'll do whatever I have to do. That's the Holy Spirit. Do you all understand that? That is the Holy Spirit. It is truly a Holy Spirit. Isn't that good? Are you excited about that? I love my Holy Spirit. Living inside of me, transforming me. You see, the Holy Spirit living inside me really is going to transform me from the minute he got there. See, we used to walk according to the flesh, correct? Before you were a Christian, you walked how? According to your flesh. The flesh controlled your life. You lived by the flesh. And you know that flesh brought you death, took your life away from you. But when you accepted Christ now, you have a new life. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. We used to walk according to the flesh. But now, we are to walk according to the Spirit of God. Amen? Actually, the Holy Spirit transformed you. He transformed you from a flesh walker to a spirit walker. Do you hear what I said? Do you hear what I'm telling you? When you accepted Christ and that Holy Spirit lives inside of you, He changed your nature. He changed your nature from what? You used to be a flesh walker. Your flesh controlled you. Your flesh told you what to do. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, you're not going to be a flesh walker anymore. You are now going to be a what? You're going to be a spirit walker. Do you all understand this? Say, Pastor, I get this. This is reality to me. I'm a spirit walker. And not because you could have done it. Who's doing all the work? It's the Holy Spirit inside of you, guiding you, directing you, leading you, telling you how you should live. So you're not a flesh walker anymore. Just say to the person next to you, I'm a spirit walker. Go ahead. Tell the person, I'm a spirit walker. I'm a spirit walker. I'm a spirit walker. So, are you all set with all that? Are you all good with that? Okay, so now we got to ask the million-dollar question. Here it comes. You ready? And I'm sure some of you have asked it, and maybe some of you haven't. Well, I'm going to ask it for you. So if you're a spirit walker, then why in the world do you keep on sinning? You spirit walkers. Why? Why do you keep on sinning? Why do you show up late for church? Why don't you sing the songs? Why don't you give? Why do you still lie? Why do you still drink? Why are you still doing pornography? Why are you still sinning? You're not a flesh walker anymore. You're a what? You're a spirit walker. So what in the world are you doing? Doing all that wicked stuff. And you all know the answer to that, right?
Live in evil flesh.
You all know the answer to that? This guy does. Thank you. Don't say it too loud. I want them to know it. He knows the answer. Do you know the answer? Do you know the answer? Why do you keep sinning? When the Spirit of God, holy, living, strong, powerful, mighty, transforming your life, why then do you still live this life? And the answer is what? Well, let's go there. Very clear. Answer is what? Go to verse 10. Very clear. And we need to understand what's going on. And I want you to understand what's going on, because if you don't understand what's going on biblically, you're going to be in confusion. So let's get it straight. Why do you still live that way then? Verse 10 says what? But if Christ lives in you, your body is what? Dead. Your body is dead because of sin. The human body and all that goes with all its corrupt fallenness is subject to the principle of death. Do you understand that? That's the wild thing about this whole thing. This Holy Spirit lives in a flesh that is totally corrupt. Do you understand that? Why do you keep sinning? Because you live in a flesh that is totally corrupt cannot please God, doesn't want to please God, still wants to live the way you want to live. Do you all understand that? This is going to set up... What's this going to set up? Warfare. What are you in today? What are you in today? Warfare. Pastor, I'm in warfare. I'm in warfare. You're in warfare. Open up your eyes. You are in warfare. Tell me why. Because you got a Holy Spirit trying to please God, and you got the flesh saying what? I don't want anything to do with God. I don't want to live that way. I want to live for myself. I want material possessions. I want to live it for me. I want my time, my way, do what I want to do. And what are they doing all the time? Man, they're fighting like crazy. Do you understand that? Why? Because you live in a flesh, totally unregenerated, totally against God. There's nothing good in your flesh. That's going to set up what? Major war. And guess where you are today? You're in a major war. Amen? Do you all understand this? I'm going to say, Pastor, I get it. So why? Let me just go back and ask the question. So why do you come in late for church? So why when we start praising, you don't praise? So why when we say, let's give, you don't want to give? Let's get it right down to really what the issue is. And the answer is what? Why don't you do all that? You know it. You're here saying, Pastor, I read my Bible. I know what it says. Then why don't you do it? And the answer is what? You're being controlled by your flesh. And guess what? You're losing. You're losing. And all God's people say, you're losing. You understand some of you are losing? But I've got good news for you. The Spirit of God wants to do what? Win. 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 I love you. I'm glad you're sitting up front. You know what she says? I want my Holy Spirit to win too. Guess what? I want your Holy Spirit to win too. I want my spirit to win too. I want your spirit to win too. I want your Holy Spirit to win. I want your Holy Spirit to win. Do you want your Holy Spirit to win?
Yes.
Or are you so used to losing, you're like, oh, I've been losing my whole life. I'm a loser. Please don't ever, ever go there. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is powerful. The Holy Spirit can transform your life. The Holy Spirit can take this old life, amen, and transform you and make you a totally new person. How many of you never heard this before? Or how many already knew what was going on? Like when you came here, you already knew it. When you've been going through stuff, you've been saying, hey, I now understand. Have you? How many got this? Did you? Raise your hand if you understand this. Like, you get this. You do? Really? Oh, really? That's good. I had someone say to me just recently, oh, I heard all this stuff. I knew my Bible, but I never put it together. That after I became a Christian, this was the reality. This verse 10 clearly draws it out. Would you not say so? Read verse 10. It is probably the most explicit definition of what happens to a Christian after they get saved. Clear. Would you not say that? Is this not clear? Verse 10 is perfectly clear. Wow. But listen, but if Christ is in you and your body is dead because of the sin you're in, let's read the rest. What's the second half? Your spirit is alive. Why is your spirit alive? Because of righteousness. So the flesh wants control, but your spirit, right? Is alive. How many know your spirit's alive? Now, some of you are dead here. You got more flesh in you and you're wasting your life. But I want to tell you something. Is your spirit alive? Is your spirit alive? Your spirit's alive. Why is it alive? Because of what? Righteousness. Underline it. Righteousness. Why? When Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin, he paid the price for you. You are right now what? Right now you are what? Righteous. Do you understand? You are right if you're a believer. Now, if you're not a believer, obviously none of this is true for you. None of this is true for you. But if you've accepted Christ and what he did on the cross, his life, his death, his resurrection, when he paid that price for you, right now, tell me who you are. Right now, you are what? Completely righteous. Before God. Do you all understand that? Say, Pastor, I understand. I am what? You're righteous, correct? You're completely righteous. Unfortunately, you're living in a flesh. That's like trying to pull you down. But you got a Holy Spirit who wants to do what's right. The Holy Spirit inside of you is saying, I want to please God. Do you understand the battle? You get out of here, and the Spirit of God's going to say, give more. Go here. Commit yourself to this. You're going to be hearing all sorts of things. Amen? You say yes to the Holy Spirit. You nurture the things of the Spirit. Because that Holy Spirit in you wants to do what's right. That Holy Spirit wants to please God. You get along with your spirit. Amen? You don't grieve your spirit, correct? You go, Spirit of God, you are so good. You are so awesome. You're trying to talk to me. You're trying to lead me. You're trying to counsel me. I'm listening to you, and I'm obeying you. Now you can actually live a Spirit-filled life, which God intended you to live. Correct? Isn't that verse 10 awesome? Boy, does it sum it up. Your spirit is alive. Because of righteousness. Oh, where's the picture? Here we go. Can you get that picture? I want to show you this. Go to the next one. There you go. There you are. See yourself in there. That's you. See, you're still human, right? Are you in a battle? Yes. Are you going through difficulties? Yes. My question to you is, who's in control of your life? You're a new creature. Amen. God's doing a new work. Spirit of God wants to free you. Amen. But you're being held captive by what? That old wicked flesh wants you to be in bondage, wants to hold you there, keep you there, so you don't live the life that God wants you to live. And the light went on for all of God's people. Do you understand? This is how it really is. Do you understand? The warfare is intense, no doubt. But how many know the power of the Holy Spirit? Power of the Holy Spirit. This outer man is wasting away. This natural body is going to fall into decay. That's reality. That's going to happen. But the Spirit of God is living inside of me. What's it doing? Sanctifying me. How many like to be sanctified by God? How many know you are being sanctified? How do you know it? Because God's speaking to you. Spirit of God says, I want you to live this way. I want you to come. I want you to worship. I want you to learn how to pray. I want you to learn how to read your Bible. I want you to learn how to love your enemies. I want you to learn. And he's come. Am I the only one here the Spirit is like talking to me all the time? Do you have a talking spirit? How many of you got a talking Holy Spirit? Yeah, you should. That Spirit of God's going to be directing you all day long. So you listen. He wants to get you out of that jail. And all God's feet, right? He wants you out of that jail. Your flesh wants to keep you in jail. Who's stronger, your flesh or the Spirit of God? It's the Holy Spirit. How do I know that? Well, I'll tell you why I know it. I'm going to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to tell it to you anyways. I know what it is. Here's what it is. Let's go to number four. The fourth thing is what? The Holy Spirit. We're going to move ahead. We're going to go further and further ahead. You guys don't mind if I throw this off to you. So the Holy Spirit is given yet another title. Tell me what the title of the Holy Spirit is. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Tell me what the title of the Holy Spirit is. Read your Bible. Get there. Let's read it. Verse 11 says what? Romans 8, 11. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in you. Are you getting ready for this? There's going to be a big explosion coming right here. Are you ready? There's an explosion. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in you. What happened to Jesus when He died? He died. But after 3 days, what happened? How did He rose? By the power of the Holy Spirit. He goes back to the life of Christ, doesn't he? And if this is what happened to Jesus Christ, now what's the conclusion? Because this is your greatest blessing in the whole wide world. This is going to totally blow you away. And the truth is what? Read it. He says what? What's the rest of that verse? Who has that? And if the Spirit of Him, who raised Jesus Christ is living in you. See, now you have a promise. What's the promise? Tell me what the promise is. Read your Bible. What is the same promise? Read it to me. I don't have it. Read it to me. That what? That the same Spirit is going to do what for you? He's going to give life to your mortal body. Did Christ have victory? Could Christ walk in the power of the resurrection? Why? The power of the Holy Spirit. How about you? If the same Holy Spirit that was in Jesus Christ now lives in you, tell me what the promise is. What's the promise? That you have that same power living in you. Are you a victim? You are not a victim. Don't be going around saying you're a victim. The Holy Spirit isn't agreeing with you. Oh, I just feel like such a victim. Things are going so hard. Your spirit is grieving. Saying, wake up, child of God. You're not a victim. You're an overcomer. I've empowered you. I've given you new life. You got a brand new nature. What's coming out of your mouth? Stop talking like that. You don't understand the reality of who I am. You let the Holy Spirit talk to you like that. That's good talking. Amen? That's Spirit talking. Amen? That's not your flesh. That's the Spirit of God talking to you. So can you get out? Yes. Do you have the power? Yes. Not you. Spirit of God. You say, well, Pastor, I'm in bondage. Things are happening in my life. I just want to remind you, your sin doesn't want to let you out. Your flesh doesn't want to let you out. But you all know who the Holy Spirit is, right? Giver of life. Wants to please God. Came to set you free. Lives in you. Talks with you. Comforts you. Directs you. Gives you victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you all understand this? Really? It's kind of mind-boggling to me. But boy, is it good. It's good. What do you think? How are you going to live? I guess that's the question. Well, now that you know all this, now what are you going to do with it? How many of you got stuff now you're dealing with and you're operating in your flesh and you're losing? Come on, be honest. Don't lie to me. Well, listen, you're not lying to me anyways. All you're doing is lying to the Holy Spirit who's living in you, who sees you, knows you, lives with you, knows every thought you have, knows every action you do, knows everything about you. So don't lie. Don't lie. Please don't lie. Amen? You're just lying to the Holy Spirit. You're grieving the Spirit of God. How many know it's okay to say, I'm in a battle? How many know something? Hey, I'm losing and it's really hard. Okay, that's good. That's okay. At least that's honest. Amen? But I want to remind you, you've got a Holy Spirit living in you. You've got the Spirit of God in you. And really, who you really are, who are you really? You're the righteousness of God. Are you okay with that or not? Who are you really? Who's the real person? You're right. You are the righteousness of God. Do you understand? How many, am I losing you? You, yeah, that's wild. You just got a sin nature trying to bring you down. But are you the righteousness of God? Are you the right? Listen, are you the righteousness of God?
Yes.
You are. You just got a sin nature that's so totally depraved that it's trying to rob you of the life that God wants you to really live. Yes or no? This is awesome stuff, isn't it? How could anyone not? I don't know. It kind of blows me away. I always go like, poor people who don't really understand all of this. Why? There's a transformation. Amen? And how many know the transformation is not a small thing? When the Spirit of God came and lived in you, you think that's like, oh, he's going to make a few little changes in my life. No, he's not. He's going to take over your whole life. That's why he's living inside you, because he wants to control you. Do you understand that? So you know what you do? You submit to it. You just go like, Holy Spirit, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Here you go. Well, I want you to go love your enemy. And you go, oh, no, I can't do that. I want you to be generous in your giving. Oh, no, I need my money. So important to me. Oh, go over here and help that person. Oh, no, I am so busy today. Who's talking? That's all your flesh talking to you. Do you all understand? How many know the difference between the spirit of your flesh and the Spirit of God? Do you know the difference? How many of you are confused about the difference? I don't. Listen, the flesh is always going to try to control your life. The Spirit of God is always going to set you free. And he's always going to win. Why? He was in Christ Jesus. He rose him from the dead. He'll do the same for you. It's a life of victory, guys. And when you die, what's going to happen when you die? When this old body, here's the best part of it all, right? What's going to happen when you die? This old body, this flesh, what? It's all gone. It's going to what? It's going to die. And then what? Spirit of God that lives in you. Yeah, you're going to have a glorious resurrection. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. And the same Spirit that brought Christ from the dead to the resurrection is going to do the same for you. I'm sorry, I just have to clap myself. Thank you, Lord. Right. You're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. That's good. But while you're here, operate in the Spirit of God, please. Operate by the Spirit of God. Kill your flesh. Let the flesh die. You got to take off some old stuff. And I've been telling you this for years, and I'll still preach it to you. You got to take off some garbage that's in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because the Spirit of God wants to free you. The Spirit of God's transforming you. The Spirit of God is sanctifying your life so that the Spirit of God is in control of your life. How many of you want the Holy Spirit real? Don't lie. And I know some of you don't want. I know some of you don't want the Holy Spirit. I know that. I've talked to some of you. I know some of you really don't. Just by the way you live, you don't. But many of you, I know, want to. Like in your heart, you're saying, Spirit of God, take over my life. How many really want the Spirit of God to win? Yeah, praise God. Really, let Him do it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm getting long-winded. So, closing this morning, we have a very special song. Charlie's here, and Charlie Baker's going to sing us the song. And so he and Colleen have gotten together, and it's awesome. And by the way, Charlie, you've been married for how long?
60
years. Oh, I hear you, Charlie.
That's why she's named Grace.
Good, Charlie.
Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be. If I falter, Lord, who cares?
Stay here, okay? Stay here. Okay, and now this is the test. Are you ready for the test? Are you? Really? Here's the test. When you heard that song, how many of you, the Spirit of God inside of you, said, I want a closer walk with you? What did the Spirit say that to you? If it did, raise your hand. Okay, you did good. Okay, now that's how you know the Spirit of God's alive in you. Because the Spirit of God will agree with that. Because really what it's all about is a closer walk. You walk that way. And no matter what's going on in your life, you just say what? Lord, just a closer walk with you, Lord, today. Because that's the sanctifying work of the Spirit of God. But I just want to say this too. How many of you know there's some old clothes you might have to take off? How many of you know there's some old ways you're dealing with that you got to stop doing? See, there's where the rubber hits the road. Will you do it? Will you, area of sin in your life, are you like a clean person? Because that's really what it's like. It's like a clean person living in filth, right? Give up some of the filth and let the Spirit of God permeate you and take over. Amen?
Amen.
So in closing today, I'm going to ask you guys to sing it again, if you don't mind. And as they sing, if there's something you need to let go in your life, so you start living a life that really honors God, where you're going to find peace and life and hope, then make a decision for that today. Live that way and let God, Holy Spirit, bring you life and peace, because that's what He wants. Amen? So if you're here today, you want to come as He's singing, Lord, I want a closer walk with You. Then come and kneel down and just tell God, Lord, I just want a closer walk with You.